Sunday night, open line on 2CH with Dominic Steele.
2CH 1170, Dominic Steele here this evening, and we were talking earlier about the Australian doctor and his wife who've been kidnapped by extremists in Burkina Faso. And really very disturbing news. This couple, elderly couple, who've actually been working there for 40 years. And we have on the line now Michael Rater, former missionary in Pakistan, now working back in Australia. Mike, good evening.
Good evening, Dominic.
Mate, as a former missionary, it's disturbing to hear this news, isn't it?
Well, it's, of course, it's part of an international trend in which all people are caught up, and that includes Christian workers. These sort of people who are, I guess, of the extremist end of Islam don't show any discrimination. And, yeah, and there's also an American missionary killed in the hotel in Burkina Faso. And then there's a couple who were kidnapped also. So, yeah, there's no, I don't think, well, I guess they were targeted particularly, but they seem to show no discrimination in who are their victims.
Mm. I was talking earlier tonight with another Australian missionary over there in Burkina Faso, and he was saying, we take the call of Christ to suffer for the gospel seriously, and I guess that's something that missionaries discuss with each other.
Well, yes, I think, of course, the stakes have been raised in recent years now with many mission organisations. Part of the regular training and equipping to work overseas is dealing with these kind of situations. They spend now a week or two in exercises which kind of prepare them for what they would need to do in the eventuality of some kind of hostage crisis. So they kind of act out that drama just to prepare them. Where I went to Pakistan 25 years ago, it wasn't a safe country particularly, but it was nothing like today. But now you're just part of your acquired training as a foreign worker is simulating these kind of potential activities. And, of course, now in many parts of the world, those who work overseas are very careful about using their names or where they're working. It's just a very high level now of security for foreign workers, and that includes Christian workers.
Mm. Yes, the condition of doing the interview was that we didn't broadcast his name on the radio. We're just picking up on the point that you just made there. Yeah. Now, you're up here in Sydney this week, and you've been here in Sydney last week, speaking at a conference in the Blue Mountains for young adults, particularly, on training and youth ministry. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a conference that's been running for about 27 years up in Katoomba. It's a youth leadership conference for young people ages around 17 to probably 25, all involved in churches from across New South Wales. And indeed, a team came from Kuala Lumpur for the conference.
Wow.
They're running youth groups or doing children's work in their church. And it ran last week, Monday to Friday. And there's so many people coming for training. We are repeating the conference the week ahead.
There's 1,000 young people.
Well, it'd be probably around between 700 to 800 would attend the conference over the course of the 2 weeks.
Right. Oh,
and in the light of our previous conversation, it's interesting now when you give talks from the Bible, but of course I'm speaking from Mark's Gospel, and particularly the end where the Lord Jesus goes to face his death on the cross and his resurrection, and those last chapters are full of the suffering of Christ, the arrest, the trial, the torture, the death, and Jesus calls on people who are going to follow him to be prepared to face those kind of issues.
Mm.
Well, probably 20, 30 years ago, you could talk to young people about that, and it was really more theoretical. But now, in the world we live in now, if you're calling on young people to take their faith seriously, well, issues of life and death aren't quite so theoretical. They're much more real.
Just thinking about the take up your cross and follow me.
That's right.
Jesus says.
I think when he said that originally, it was more than a metaphor. It became a metaphor, but now I think it's back to be more than a metaphor. I think it really is a call to a decision to take your faith seriously and to think about working overseas has enormous implications for you and your family. Yeah, the stakes have been raised, I think, in the last 20, 30 years. And so when you speak to young people, as I do, you're very aware of that.
Hmm. Hey, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
Dominic, it's always a pleasure.
Michael Rater on the line there, and of course he's a former missionary to Pakistan, now working for the Centre for Biblical Preaching in Melbourne. 2CH 1170.